The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to Wine, Food, and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Listen in as we journey to some of Italy's most beautiful places in the company of those who know them best, the families who grow grapes and make fabulous wines. Through their stories, we will learn not just about their wines, but also about their ways of life, the local and regional foods and specialities that pair naturally with their wines, and the most beautiful places to visit. We have a wonderful journey of discovery ahead of us, and I hope you will join me. Welcome to Wine, Food, and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Today, it's my great pleasure to travel to Palermo to meet my guest, Andrea Moretino, the fourth generation of the Moretino family business, specializing in one of Italy's most quintessential products and beverages. No, not wine, but coffee. Buongiorno, Andrea. Thank you so much for being my guest today. How are you? And is the sun shining in Palermo?
Buongiorno. It's really sunny day. So thank you for this nice call in a spring day.
I'm imagining spring in Palermo. I was last in Palermo in November. It was pretty nice in November too. You're lucky to have such a good climate, especially compared to what we have here in England.
Yeah. I think we lost the memories of our winter because from the late summer, we passed directly for springtime. So it's amazing this, maybe for the climate change we are assisting. They are like in 20, 22 degrees right now.
Wow. God, that's amazing. Now, we'll talk about climate change a little bit later because it's very relevant to your story. But first of all, your family have been coffee roasters for 4 generations. Tell us the story of your family business.
Yeah, we are a master coffee roaster family since the 1920s. Our story began in the Spices and Colonial family shop in 20s of my grandpa, Nonno Arturo. So we could say we celebrated a few years ago our century. We spent all our whole life loving coffee, carried on the ancient Sicilian coffee tradition and the value of slowness. This is our secret to create Moretino craftsmanship coffee selection. And I love to say what my grandpa Nonno Angelo said, that is my vision. So to create an artisan coffee of excellence, it requires the right time and dedication.
Okay, so it's a really traditional artisan business, been going for more than 100 years. Now, Andrea, coffee is not a product of Italy. Well, maybe it is now, and we'll talk about your coffee in a moment. But it's become such an important part of Italian life and living. When did coffee first arrive in Italy?
In global perception, I mean, Italy is the house of coffee because of our lifestyle. You know, espresso especially is a symbol of Italian land and Italian people, like pizza or maybe wine or olive oil. But we have to go to the ancient sea route from Ethiopia and Yemen, maybe. That was the original country of first Arabica coffee. And thanks to the route of colonials, merchants, maybe in the 17th century, they came from Arabs' domination first into Sicily and then pass with Venetian merchants into European first routes. So coffee came here, we love to say, with other colonials and spices. So we were able to bring these raw materials from Arab countries with all our heritage in selection of these kind of materials. And this is why we have this kind of huge perception, a huge knowledge about coffee, because we were the first people and first producer that started to select and to manage the blend, so to create that unique recipe that is really now well known in all over the world.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. And in emphasizing the importance of Sicilians in spreading coffee culture, as you say, perhaps the Venetians took coffee up to the north of Italy, and from there, coffee spread to the Austrians, for example, the wonderful coffee houses in Vienna. But that culture and that expertise came via the Arabs. But that coffee culture is really important in Sicily and really important to the people of Palermo, right?
We used to say hello to our guests through a coffee. We say welcome in Sicily thanks to our coffee. And we say goodbye after a good stay together in Sicily with a coffee. So coffee is a significant symbol of our heritage, of our culture.
So it's really linked to hospitality.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, tell us about the coffee culture in Palermo. What coffee do people drink mainly, and at what time of day? What are the most important moments in the day for Sicilians, for Palermitani, to drink coffee?
So coffee in Palermo is a ritual that began in the morning. In the early morning, we love to make the mocha coffee pot, because you have all the aroma, all the smell of coffee that come into the house in each rooms and say hello to the family. It's the time to wake up. So mocha coffee pot is a really traditional way to make coffee at home. After that, we have many different moments of the day in which we consume coffee, and we pass to espresso. Espresso is a symbol of Italian lifestyle, and especially for Sicilian, we love slow artisan blend coffee selection. So we used to pass many moments of the day sharing a cup of espresso in the coffee bar.
Okay, and would people drink cappuccino?
Yes, cappuccino is another option. We're blending the blend of coffee with milk, so it's a traditional morning coffee. And during the day, especially new generation are trying to give him back the right value of the time in consumption of coffee. So we are starting to appreciate some brewing, some filter coffee preparation, especially in single origin Arabica coffee, because our coffee is a ritual. So we love to appreciate the cultural and the meaning of each coffee, not just with need of caffeine, but with a deep meaning of sharing, integration, friendship.
Oh, that's really interesting, Andrea. So really, it's a change in the coffee culture for this new generation, a more greater awareness of the origins of the coffee, of single origin coffee, I guess of the degree or the quality of roasting that an artisan roaster such as Moretino can achieve. And people are really looking at coffee in a new way, beyond going to just the bar and having an espresso.
Yes, definitely. We are going in this direction of specialty coffee because we could aggregate some deep ancient coffee heritage with our slow process. And we are opening with all our coffee search and with new project of Moritino Cafe into introducing coffee experience. Coffee is a ritual that should be appreciated more. So coffee is really popular. Espresso is a symbol of made in Italy, but we observe that we need to take the hand of the people into a deep knowledge, into a more experience kind of consumption.
Okay, that is a really interesting development. Now, just while we're talking about espresso, my experience in Italy and in Sicily in particular is that most people at a bar, when they have an espresso, a cafe, they'll put in sugar. Is that generally the case? Coffee is with sugar?
Thank you for the point. We believe that sugar is not friend of a coffee, because the good coffee has a good process, a good kind of roasting, a good seasoning, the right time of aging. So you have to understand all the organoleptic profile, all the aroma notes, all the tasting profile in natural tasting. So no sugar is permitted. We love to drink it naturally. So maybe mainly people during the years were forced to add sugar because of in the past many roastery had the darker roasting. The coffee was too dark. So with a dark roaster, you have something like too bitter. You have a bitter sensation during the taste. So maybe people need to add some sugar to have a balance. But from our side, sugar is not allowed. It's not permitted during a really natural coffee experience.
Okay, I'm glad you've clarified that. That's a very important point. And as you say, you lose the subtleties and the nuances and the real quality of coffee unless you taste it carefully, as if you were tasting wine.
Italian Wine Podcast. If you think you love wine as much as we do, then give us a like and a follow anywhere you get your pods.
Now, you're a family of artisan coffee roasters, so can you explain to us where the process begins, the process of selecting the coffee beans and the process of roasting? What are you looking for, and what are maybe a few examples of coffees that are very typical for Moritino, some of your flagship coffees that people love?
Thank you. Our coffee selection came from most of many important countries in the coffee belt, such as Peru, Honduras, Mexico, Brazil, Guatemala in the Central and South American area. And then we select some Ethiopian, Kenya, Uganda too, from African countries. And then we have some Robusta selection, mainly from India and Indonesia. So this contact with direct small producer and the knowledge of each territory, each aroma potential of each coffee, let us to have the knowledge of which kind of coffee for a different creation of blending. The selection and the tasting in our Moritino Quality Lab let us understand deeply which could be the potential of those green coffee. After that, when we select coffee, we have the Moritino slow distinctive process of roasting, because we used to have just pure hot air roasting process. It means a natural roasting that respect the raw materials, respect the coffee, and respect consumers. Our coffee selection could be appreciated during the years for the constancy and the consistency of the tasting.
Okay, so it really is that selection, making the blends from all of those various green coffee beans, and then the roasting, the slow roasting.
Yeah, and after that, we used to have a uniqueness, like some aging time, like the good wine, for some espresso blend that need more time. This is why the slow process and the time, it's a fundamental aspect, and it has a fundamental role in our Moritino heritage and in our Moritino process.
Wow, I didn't know that that coffee improved with aging.
Yeah, for the bar and for coffee shop, you need to let the time to have the good maturation of the blend, to let all the aroma and to let all the organoleptic profile to be assembled and to become the aroma of those blends.
Okay. Now, just a basic question. Can you explain to our listeners the difference organoleptically between Arabica and Robusta coffees?
Yeah, sure. Arabica, basically, we used to pick in higher mountain area. Instead, Robusta have a lower altitude. In creation of the blend, Arabica has more floral notes, typical from flowers, from fruity notes, like a good white wine. It has especially aroma composing in the blend. Instead, Robusta role in the composition of a blend, giving us more body, the structure of the espresso, we call the crema. So mixing and blending the good Arabica and the finest Robusta, we could have a special artisan espresso blend.
Okay, and I like the way you're explaining this for our listeners here on Italian Wine Podcast in terms that are very relevant to wines. We're talking about aromas, we're talking about textures, we're talking about structure as well to create that artisan blend. So it's very interesting to hear that. Now, just as in wine, we have more and more we're seeing in Italy, we're seeing the concept of cru, of single vineyard wines. Just tell us maybe one or two of your favorite and most popular single origin coffees.
Just speaking about the comparison of wine and coffee, you're right. We are amazing similar aspects. And you should know, in a cup of espresso, you have more than 1,500 different kind of notes.
Wow.
In a cup of wine, average, I heard about 70 or 800. So
that's amazing.
It's not easy to have this kind of knowledge in a espresso tasting. Speaking about the single origin coffee, we are used to speak about Arabica cru. Usually, a single origin coffee came from Arabica variety. And like in a cru of wine, we had the chance to go deeply into understanding the aroma, the notes, and all the difficult kind of profile. So one of my best coffee, for sure, it's our experimental project that let us arrive into a native Sicilian crew and not in Sicilian coffee from our land. So we are very proud of this kind of achievement. And we will speak about the really sweet notes from this tasting we had.
Okay, well, that is really interesting. And it's a good moment to turn to this fascinating project that's utterly unique. You mentioned earlier, Andrea, the coffee belt, this area of the world, mainly between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn. Is that right? Where most of the world's coffee is grown?
Yeah, mostly.
So we are well outside of the coffee belt with your project. Tell us about growing coffee in Sicily.
We could say, we are very far from the coffee belt. So through the years, the coffee plants have grown from the seeds we have from Botanical Garden in Palermo. And we are at about 350 meters above the sea level. So they were able to adapt to the Sicilian climate at a way higher latitudes than those of the coffee belt. So we are really proud of it.
How long ago did you first plant coffee in outside of Palermo?
The first experimental plantation was in the 90s. It was in our historical family roastery gardens, exactly in the small village of San Lorenzo ai Colli in Palermo. And the original seeds came from the botanical gardens, and the original variety was Heirloom from Ethiopia region.
Okay, that's amazing. So this was 30 years ago, the family began to envisage growing coffee in Sicily. Now, you mentioned earlier when we began speaking about climate change, about these mild winter you've been enjoying, how you've moved almost directly into la primavera, into spring. Climate change is affecting also the growing of coffee?
For sure. Climate change has a fundamental role in the production of last years. You know, we are really sunny season and alternation of traditional seasons and double blooms. This year, due to the climate change effect, we are observing an incredible harvest of coffee. We could say of all other tropical fruit like mango, papaya, avocado, or Sicilian kiwi or Sicilian lychee. So Mother Nature gave us a strong signal that deserves to be listened and evaluated. Why not to think about our land with a different perspective and with a positive perspective for young people? For sure, climate change is a big argument, and we have to be careful to speak about the climate change. We are witnessing strong climate change and incredible heat waves. We had historical hot temperature peaks over than 48 Celsius degrees, never observed in Europe. We had the alternation of this warm spring and summer time with intense tropical storms, copious rains, and tornadoes. This is why we could say we must be careful, but maybe we have a small positive perspective to believe and to be listened.
Well, that's really fascinating too, Andrea, because as you say, climate change is a great concern for us all around the world, but there are also opportunities and positives to take from it. And perhaps looking at our own areas with different perspectives is one way that we can cope. Do you know where I live in Southwest England? There's somebody now, the Tregothnan estate is growing tea. And this tea is grown on the Fal estuary in conditions not dissimilar to Darjeeling in the Himalayas. The tea is only being grown in small quantities, but it's very, very interesting. And they've even managed to export it to China. So English tea going to China is quite a new development that also is perhaps a reflection of these climatic changes. So it's an experimental plantation that you have. Do you see, perhaps, do you dream that maybe other growers might follow, and that one day Sicily could produce a significant commercial amount of coffee?
Right now, we have not a commercial purpose, but we are really proud of this achievement because it was, I mean, the first European coffee and the first Sicilian native coffee. So speaking about this crew, we had an extraordinary harvest and a truly surprising result in the cup. Our Sicilian native coffee had a nugget quality with a unique and particular hints typical of Sicilian land, such as notes of grape zibibbo, caro.
Oh my, wow.
Sweet hints of white pomelia flowers and maybe some panela sugar like the tropical sugar. So we are really proud of this kind of passionate tasting because, you know, is our coffee, is Sicilian coffee. So it means that we have to believe in our land. We have to believe in our passion. We have to believe in this kind of tradition that must be carried on.
Yes, a tradition that looks to the future. Andrea, where are you located in Palermo for our listeners so that they can come visit, sample coffee, and buy some coffee?
Yeah, sure. We are in a village in the north of the city called San Lorenzo e Colli, near Mondello Siaria.
Okay.
You know.
And, oh, yes. Yeah.
Last month, during the Christmas time, we opened the first specialty coffee roastery cafe in Palermo, designed as an experiential space to rediscover the pleasure of sharing a coffee with the right time. Our Morettino Coffee Lab cafe is located within the Palermo Marina yachting area, and it's an incredible space because we're in a start to touch the water. We turn back to have the contact with the sea after many centuries. So through a coffee, we have the chance to the storytelling about our heritage, our story, and to stay with coffee lovers in the destination place.
Okay, that's a wonderful opportunity for our listeners then. Down by the port, by the marina, they can encounter Morettino and find you down there to have this amazing coffee experience.
Yeah, definitely. In the historical plant, inside we have the first coffee roastery museum worldwide. So you can have the experience of the history, the heritage, passing into the roastery and smelling all the aroma of our slow artisan process.
Wonderful. Well, the next time I'm in Palermo, I'll definitely get in touch with you and come and visit and experience this myself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We are going to drink many, many coffee with the right time.
Great. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for being my guest today. Your passion for coffee, the experimental plantation project, but also this expertise and great knowledge that's come from four generations in the business has really come through. You've really explained to us the importance of coffee in Italy, but especially in Palermo. So I look forward to meeting you and to enjoying an espresso with you sometime soon.
Thank you. You will be our special coffee lover guest.
Grazie e buona giornata.
Ciao, grazie.
Ciao. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Wine, Food and Travel with me, Mark Millen, on Italian Wine Podcast. Please remember to like, share and subscribe right here or wherever you get your pods. Likewise, you can visit us at italianwinepodcast.com. Until next time, chin chin.